Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. For today's program, we have something a little different. First, we'll travel to South Africa to hear about a woman judge who is in charge of the Oscar Pistorius trial. He is the famous sports star who was accused of killing his girlfriend. Then we'll stay in the area to hear from our correspondent, Anita Powell. She will tell us about the journey she has made from covering stories in small towns in the U.S. state of Texas to reporting on major international news for VOA. We are happy that you can spend some time with us today as we hear about our world as it is. Thokozile Masipa is perhaps the most famous woman in South Africa. She currently serves as the judge in the murder trial of one of the best-known sports stars in the country. Christopher Cruz tells us more about her.
When South African officials announced Judge Masipa would try the case, local newspapers reacted with interest. They noted that a judge known for her position on domestic violence would be deciding the case. She has given strong sentences to men whom she finds guilty of abusing women. Oscar Pistorius is charged with killing his girlfriend. South African officials say Thokozile Masipa was not chosen to hear the case because she is a woman. They said she was chosen because she is a knowledgeable and respected legal expert. The judge is now at the center of a case that has broken legal barriers. It is the first South African criminal trial to be broadcast live on television. Thokozile Masipa was one of the judges and magistrates who have helped change the country's legal system over the past 20 years. In 1994, 160 of 165 judges were white men. Today, the judges are much more representative of South Africa's population. Last year, the Department of Justice said 100 judges are black men. 71 others are white men. 49 are black women, and 21 are white women. Reporters are not permitted to talk to Judge Masipa or her two aides during the trial of Oscar Pistorius. The three will decide whether to believe the star runner. Oscar Pistorius says he shot his girlfriend because he thought she was a criminal who had entered their home. People who have met Thokozile Masipa say she is intelligent and works hard. She was born in 1947 and grew up in the Soweto and Alexandra townships of Johannesburg. Blacks were forced to live in those areas during the years of forced racial separation known as apartheid. She struggled to find a job as a social worker because of her race. After working different jobs, she became a news reporter in the late 1970s. She began studying law at night while working during the day and caring for her two children. Judge Masipa told a film crew years ago that the first years were not easy. She began working against apartheid as the system was coming to an end. She says her race and the fact that she was a woman hurt her. She says her legal opponents would often call and ask to speak with Mr. Masipa. They expected her to be a man. In recent years as a judge, she has shown that she will use her position to fight domestic abuse in South Africa. James Grant is a law professor at the University of the Witwatersrand. He says she has been doing a good job in the Pistorius trial.
I think very well in the circumstances, given that this is at least on in respect of the media issue, it's trailblazing. This is the first for South Africa, and she's having to make lots of decisions on spur of the moment. I think she's doing relatively well.
Judge Masipa has not spoken much during the trial. When she does speak, her voice is so low that people in the courtroom have difficulty hearing her. But there is no question that she is in control of a trial that has captured the attention of millions of people around the world. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thanks, Chris. Have you ever considered being a reporter? It can be an exciting job, but it often takes a long time to work your way up from covering events in small towns to hitting the big time, working for major news organizations. Today, we hear of one such success story. Here is VOA correspondent Anita Powell in South Africa.
I began my journalism career by writing stories about the actions of city officials in three fast-growing towns in Texas, near Austin, the state capital. During that time, I learned a lot about American democracy. But after 3 years, I became tired of reporting about activities in these small towns. After I left, I was happy that I would never again have to sit in a government meeting room for 5 hours watching elected city officials make decisions. I understood how happy I was that I was no longer a local reporter on my first day with American troops on a patrol near the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. We were trying to visit the mayor, but a roadside bomb exploded. We had to wait under the hot sun in military vehicles for bomb experts to come. I had two thoughts as I waited. First, this would never happen in Texas. And second, this may not be fun, but at least I don't have to attend long city council meetings anymore. City government may be democracy at its closest to the people, but the truth is, it is mostly very uninteresting. Virgil James is a spokesman for the city of Johannesburg. He told me at the mayor's meeting that the actions of city government may not be exciting. But he said, these actions are necessary. The yearly meeting was held in a much nicer place than the place where Leander, Texas city council meetings were held. Leander is one of the cities where I used to report. For some reason, the meeting of big city mayors made me feel a longing for Leander. So I called the city's former mayor, John Cowman. He was surprised to hear from me. I had not spoken to him in 10 years. He offered advice to mayors of cities much larger than Leander.
It all boils down to one thing, education. It is the bottom line. You need an educated populace. If you educate folks, this world will be better.
I attended my first city council meeting in Leander more than 10 years ago. About 14,000 people lived there then. More than twice that many live there now. It is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. Dealing with the fast rate of growth was not easy. Mr. Cowman was a divisive mayor, and the city council meetings were often uninteresting and could be difficult to report. Sometimes citizens were very unhappy with the decisions city officials made. They would come to the meetings and show their emotions loudly and angrily. I did not understand at the time that I was watching something special, or, as Mr. Cowman claims, that I was a part of it.
Everything you do learn really starts at the local level, Anita, and you're living proof of it. We went through the war together, and see, that's why I love you for that. You know, it's like, wow, you reported things in our area that were occurring, and so you were part of the team. And that's the way we all viewed things. And yeah, there was sometimes like, that darn Anita Powell, or I'm afraid of her. But in the end, look where we ended up.
I have now come to know how important my days reporting about Leander were. I understand that the story of city government is really the story of people's hopes and fears and homes. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Thanks, Anita, for sharing your story with us. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. More Learning English programs are just moments away, and there is world news at the beginning of the hour on VOA.
The Technology Report is next, followed by This is America. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Researchers in Hungary have now confirmed what many dog owners already knew. Dogs, or canines, can understand our feelings. Scientists used a magnetic resonance scanner, or MRI, to learn about dog emotions. The research showed that they are quite similar to the emotions of humans. An MRI uses magnetic fields to produce images of the inside of the body. MRIs are painless and do not require the patient to be cut open. However, the patient must remain still, and the patient must be awake to record brain activity. In the past, dogs have not been good MRI patients. They are not usually calm in a laboratory. But researchers at ELTE University in Hungary pet the dogs and gave them food treats. As a result, the scientists were able to capture images of the dogs' brains. Researcher Attila Andish says the study will help explain the relationships between dogs and humans.
We have known for a long time that dogs and humans share similar social environment. But now our results show that dogs and humans also have similar brain mechanisms to process social information.
Researchers trained 11 dogs to stay completely still while images were taken of their brains. The researchers tested the dogs' reactions to about 200 emotional sounds, including crying, playful barking, and laughing. Then they compared the dog reactions with reactions from humans in the study. The researchers discovered that the reactions were similar. The dog brain is also being studied at Duke University in North Carolina. Evan McLean is the co-director of the school's Canine Cognition Center. He feels the Hungarian research results are an important step forward.
We've known for a long time that dogs have a lot of behavioral similarities compared to humans. But we don't really know anything, or very little at least, about whether some of these behaviors are represented similarly inside the brain of the dog. So this research is providing a first glimpse as to whether some of these behavioral similarities are underlied by similar neural processes.
These findings are not just important to dogs and the people who love them. Mr. Andish says that this study establishes a new type of comparative brain science. It expands the possibilities for research. He says it was not possible to measure the brain activity of a non-primate and a primate in a single experiment until now. And the Hungarian scientists say the study has a message for ordinary dog owners too. Treat your dog as a friend and not just an animal. Now, there is scientific proof that they do in fact understand what you are feeling. And that's the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Jonathan Evans.
From VOA Learning English, welcome to This is America. I'm Steve Ember. If you've checked your calendar lately, you know, at least in the northern part of the world, it's spring. And after a long winter, it's time to celebrate.
Hey, buds below, up is where to grow, up from which below can't compare with.
Now, your English teacher might have had a problem with that phrase, but let's keep listening, shall we?
Life down a hole.
If you're wondering what those words are all about, she is singing to her flower pots.
Hurry, it's lovely, a peel. Wake up, bestir yourself. It's time that you disinter.
Actress Barbara Harris in the musical On a Clear Day You Can See Forever by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane.
And what's a gift package of shower, sun, and love? You'll be met above everywhere with Fonda and Snipper.
And spring being the season of new growth, I hope that song and all the others we're going to play for you will paint a musical picture of this lovely season. Come along with us. Sometimes spring comes slowly. That was certainly the case this year. It seems like we wear our winter clothes for a long, long time. The weather stays cold, snow stays on the ground, trees still look bare. Everything is changing, but we may not see the changes from day to day. And then, suddenly, warmth seems to jump up from the earth. Overnight, snow becomes a memory. Tree branches fill out. The gray and brown colors of winter give way to the green of spring. That's the spirit expressed here by the new Christie Minstrels.
Sunshine sometime after the rain. Don't be downhearted before tears get started. Let springtime make you smile again. You know that
springtime changes scenery.
Springtime, change of scenery. Spring is a wonderful season to celebrate rebirth and new life. The sun is out again, the daylight stays around longer, the flowers are blooming. The season represents hope, joy, and beauty. However, not all songs about spring are happy. This song by K.D. Lang is about dreaming of spring in cold, dark places. She recorded I Dream of Spring in 2008.
She arrives like autumn in a rainstorm, threat of thunder above. I'll return from the streets of Melbourne. Their beds are frightfully cold, and I've slept there in the snow with others, yet love knows.
Unlike the other seasons, there are not many rock songs about spring. Many of the great songs about this season were written in the 1930s and 40s by famous American composers writing for the Broadway stage or Hollywood films or popular vocalists. The songs became standards, popular songs recorded by many singers over the years. If you're a young person, this may surprise you, but this was the popular music of its day. Here is one example. It might as well be spring. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein wrote the song for the movie State Fair in 1945. Frank Sinatra sings about having spring fever. This is not a real sickness. It's a feeling of restlessness or excitement brought on by the coming of spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be.
Richard Rodgers also wrote Spring Is Here, but this time the words were by lyricist Lorenz Hart. They were tender, but sad. The singer wants to feel happy in the new season, but can't because something very important in life is missing. Ella Fitzgerald had one of the loveliest versions of this classic Rodgers and Hart song.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the bone. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody.
You know, we have a saying, April showers bring May flowers. And of course, showers happen throughout springtime and certainly do their part in bringing out the flowers and making the trees turn a beautiful shade of green. Here is a very gentle song about those springtime showers from the musical The Fantastics.
Soon it's gonna rain, I can see it. Soon it's gonna rain, I can tell. Soon it's gonna rain, what are we gonna do? Soon it's gonna rain, I can feel it. Soon it's gonna rain, I can tell. Soon it's gonna rain, what'll we do with you? We'll find four limbs of a tree. We'll build four walls and a floor. We'll bind it over with leaves and run inside to stay.
Kenneth Nelson and Rita Gardner, Soon It's Gonna Rain, from the Tom Jones Harvey Schmidt musical, The Fantastics. Frank Lesser wrote a sad song about spring. Spring will be a little late this year. Why has the season been delayed? Because the singer's lover has left her. Sarah Vaughan released her version of the song in 1953.
Spring will be a little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our April of old? And winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year.
This is America is a production of VOA Learning English. Steve Ember here. Hope you enjoyed the music. We'll see you next week.